Hello and welcome to our virtual presentation called A Systematic Review of Virtual Reality Used to Improve Social Attitude Implications for AAC. My name is Madison Zeal and I'm a second year graduate student at the University of Minnesota Duluth.
And I am Kirsten Ward. I am also a second year graduate student studying speech language pathology with Madison at the University of Minnesota Duluth. We completed this project with our advisor, Dr. Jolene Hippa-Martin, an associate professor and speech-language pathologist at UMD.
According to researchers like Beck and colleagues 2000, as well as Hoag and colleagues 1994, suggested that nearly 2 million people in the United States use augmentative and alternative communication to communicate. And many report experiencing negative attitudes and behaviors directed towards them. Dubs, 2024, Lilienfeld and Allant, 2002, suggested that this could be due to a variety of factors, including a lack of exposure to individuals who use AAC devices. Dudek and colleagues, 2006, as well as Hippa-Martin and colleagues in 2016, suggested that negative attitudes held by persons in the social environment may lead to limited opportunities and reduced social experiences. This is of concern to SLPs because they are often the professionals who lead AAC interventions and want to promote interventions that will provide positive experiences, high acceptability, and social inclusion for clients who use AAC to communicate. In 2005, McCarthy and Light conducted a systematic review of attitudes towards AAC. This issue was recently addressed by Jansen and colleagues in 2023. The extant scientific evidence regarding attitudes towards people who use AAC to communicate have commonly used survey methodology to assess listeners' attitudes by Akhmadi and colleagues in 2015. As well as Bedrosian and colleagues 2003. In most studies, a video showed an individual using AAC to communicate. The video was viewed by participants and participants were given a survey to measure attitudes. For example, Bedrosian and colleagues 2003 study had 96 participants view a video of an interaction between an individual who uses AAC and a sales clerk. Participants then completed a survey measuring their attitudes towards AAC. Similar methodology was used by most studies. A limitation of surveys is that they are measuring reported attitudes, not observed behavior suggested by Hippa-Martin and colleagues in 2016. Several problematic limitations have been noted in this extant evidence. For example, nearly all participants were white or had unknown or unreported ethnic backgrounds. Most of the persons whose attitudes were measured were college students, which has socioeconomic, cultural, and developmental implications. And most of the attitudes towards AAC users that were measured in these studies were directed at school-age males who were actors portraying an AAC user, did not have an actual disability, and did not use AAC to communicate in real life. In 2023, Jansen and colleagues pointed out that participants whose attitudes were measured did not actually interact with any AAC users. It is not surprising that no real-life interactions were observed between the AAC users and participants whose attitudes were being measured. Obviously, there are ethical and methodological implications that prevent having dozens of participants interact in real life with people who have severe communication disabilities and use AAC to communicate. However, until methodology allows some interaction studies can only measure reported attitudes rather than observed behaviors. Additionally, no studies were identified that attempted to improve attitudes directed towards the individuals who use AAC to communicate. though several authors have suggested the importance of pursuing interventions that are designed to improve attitudes towards persons who use AAZ to communicate.
Fortunately, numerous studies have identified positive effects of virtual reality experiences on improving social attitudes regarding civic, political, and environmental attitudes suggested by Nicolau and colleagues in 2022. Virtual reality consists of using a head-mounted display and software to create an immersive virtual experience, as suggested by Lee in 2004. Nicolau and colleagues examined whether VR influenced social attitudes more effectively than less immersive conditions such as viewing a video or reading persuasive literature in 2022. The authors located social attitude research involving VR methodology from 39 studies and found that VR influenced social attitudes significantly more than non-immersive interventions. They summarized emerging challenges and opportunities for VR research. McGuigan and Davis, 2022, studied procedures using readily available VR equipment, and intervention studies involving AAC have been well established. Researchers have suggested that next steps should involve using VR and AAC attitude studies, rather than having participants view standard videos that depict AAC users, VR could create immersive, interactive, and realistic exposure to individuals who communicate using AAC and enhance the validity of the attitude measurements. Secondly, using VR could allow virtual interactions with AAC users without having the methodological and ethical implications associated with involving real-life AAC users. Finally, previous researchers recommended that VR experiences be developed not only as a tool to measure attitudes, but as an intervention to actually improve attitudes towards people with disabilities, according to McGuigan and Davis, 2023. The present study has two purposes. First, it systematically identified and described variables associated with improved attitudes towards AAC users in the previous 30 years. This is necessary because an intervention designed to improve attitudes should include stimuli that incorporates variables associated with more positive attitudes regarding AAC. For example, message length, speech rate, synthetic speech intelligibility, but avoid variables that were associated with more negative attitudes, like increased listening effort, incomplete information. The second purpose of this study was to identify the common variables among VR interventions shown to positively affect social attitudes, such as exposure time, engagement with a message, etc., and avoid variables of virtual reality interventions that were undesirable, for example, feelings of cybersickness. To accomplish these purposes, a systematic review was conducted. Systematic reviews provide high levels of scientific evidence and a comprehensive summary on a topic of clinical interest using methodology that avoids bias and is replicable. Five electronic databases known to index pertinent topics were searched using keywords related to virtual reality, attitudes, and augmentative and alternative communication, and followed the PRISMA preferred systematic review procedures. Following initial database searches, inclusion and exclusion criteria were applied and inter-rater reliability was monitored. Articles yielded were added to those identified by the previous systematic reviews conducted by Janssen and colleagues in 2003, McCarthy and Light in 2005, and Nicolau and colleagues in 2022. Data on pertinent variables were extracted and coded. The result is a comprehensive summary of variables associated with improved social attitudes that can A, inform next steps in the development of VR interventions to improve attitudes towards AAC, and B, inform current clinical practices of SLPs who seek to create the most positive social inclusion experience for their clients who communicate using AAC. Now we'll review our findings.
As you can see on the top of the third column, a total of 32 studies that examine attitudes towards AAC and individuals who communicate using AAC are summarized in Figure 1. This figure depicts the 11 variables that were associated with more positive attitudes towards individuals who used AAC to communicate. Specifically, among these 32 peer-reviewed studies, there were 28 instances of variables that were associated with positive attitudes. This is because several studies identified more than one variable that was associated with positive attitudes towards individuals who use AAC. The most frequent variable, which comprised 43% of the results, was female gender. In other words, participants who were female reported more positive attitudes towards individuals who communicated using AAC. The next most frequent variable associated with more positive attitudes were similarities noted between the respondent and the AAC user. These included being the same gender or having common interests that were highlighted in a story about the AAC user. For example, Garimplo and Garimplo 1997 results suggest a positive effect of greater perceived similarity toward augmented communicator when the gender of the listener and augmented communicator match. Perceived similarity between the augmented communicator and gender of the listener were reported with more positive attitudes towards individuals who use AAC occurred in 12% of the instances. The next most frequent variable associated with positive attitudes involved reading a personal narrative and exposure to individuals with disabilities that each occurred in 9% of instances. The six additional variables that were associated with positive attitudes towards individuals who use AAC. These range from utilizing a speech-generating device or book over unintelligible speech, partner re-auditorization, good reading comprehension, a longer message and narrative, or sentence by sentence over word by word, utilizing a communication alphabet board with common words and or phrases, and repetition of quickly delivered messages. These occurrences range from 3 to 6% of instances associated with positive attitudes towards individuals who communicate with AAC.
Now I'm going to describe the results about reported behaviors in figure number 2. As you recall, there were a total of 32 articles that examined attitudes towards AAC users that met inclusion criteria that were reviewed for the study. 17 of those articles identified variables that had a positive effect on reported behaviors towards the individuals who communicated using AAC. What you will notice in Figure 2 is that there is a total of 8 variables that were associated with more positive reported behaviors towards individuals who communicated using AAC. Most notably, with 42%, the participants or respondents who were female reported more positive behaviors towards the individuals who communicated using AAC. The next most common variables that were associated with more positive behaviors were previous exposure. For example, previous exposure in Beck et al. 2000 was that the participants were familiar with the children with disabilities. Both having a floor holder and using re-auditorization were associated with more positive behaviors in 11% of the instances. An example of a floor holder in this study is McCoy et al. 2007, where the referent had a pre-stored message that stated, please give me a minute while I construct my message. An example of a re-auditorization in this study is in Hippa-Martin 2018, where the referent communicated using symbols, and the communication partner immediately gave a re-auditorization of the reference message. A slower rate was also associated with more positive reported behaviors in just over 7% of the instances. An example of a slower rate was in Bedrosian et al. 2003, where the output from the AAC device was slow, with pauses between words. Personal narratives, speech-generating devices, and a younger age were all associated with more positive behaviors in about 4% of the instances for each. An example of a personal narrative was in McCarthy et al. 2010, where the referent had four personal narratives that described living with a disability. An example of an SGD, or speech-generating device, was in Lilienfeld 2001, where a voice output was rated to have more positive behaviors associated with it than having no voice output. An example of younger age was in Kanarowski 2012. The younger group of children in second grade had higher reported behaviors compared to their older peers towards individuals who use AAC.
Finally, figure 3, located toward the middle of the third column, depicts the variables that were associated with more positive virtual reality experiences. A total of 33 articles identified variables that provided individuals with more positive virtual reality experiences. Among these, 10 general categories of variables were identified. The most common category, which was identified by 18% of the articles, was high-quality VR equipment. This included things like comfortable swivel chairs and equipment that provided tactile stimulation. The next most frequent category variable was avoiding cyber sickness and creating experiences of empathy to take perspectives of the marginalized group. These were both identified by 15% of the articles. The next most frequent category of variables identified by 12% of the articles was high-quality visual experience. These included higher resolution and fast display that resulted in a positive visual experience. And an additional 6 variables that were identified included intuitiveness, adequate training, technical support, safety, willingness to try new technology, creating a realistic environment. These ranged from 3 to 9% of instances associated with positive virtual reality experiences.
As stated in our session abstract, to date, empirical efforts rarely sought to improve attitudes towards AAC users. Our findings can be used to inform next steps in the development of VR interventions to improve attitudes towards AAC and the individuals who use AAC to communicate. Meanwhile, the results of the systematic review can inform current clinical practices of SLPs who seek to create the most positive social inclusion experiences for their clients who communicate using AAC. It is likely that the variables identified in the systematic review also contribute to more positive attitudes towards AAC and the individuals who use it in real-life settings. SLPs who wish to support social inclusion for their clients who use AAC may consider interventions such as sharing personal narratives about individuals who have disabilities and/or use AAC to communicate. These narratives could highlight the similarities between the individual who uses AAC and the individuals who are the recipients of the narrative information. In addition, the use of floor holder phrases and rate management strategies were associated with more positive behaviors being directed towards persons who use AAC to communicate. Thank you for listening to our presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to our corresponding author at jhm@d.umn.edu. www.aac.edu.